Hi there, welcome back to the Football Spy Show, sponsored by our friends at Renault Vans. Let's get straight into our first transfer roundup. And at last, the bidding has opened for Cesc Fabregas. Here's the Sun. They say that Barcelona have offered £27 million for the Arsenal captain, which we all know is an absolute joke. It's the reason why we like the back page of today's Daily Star. They've got it about right. Barca surely going to come back with something like £60 million or thereabouts. All the papers today confirming the news that Ashley Young has signed for Manchester United. United fans, your views please. Good signing or not, you know how to get in touch. Now, you all know that we like new names here on the Football Spy Show. So here's Dale Jennings. He's an 18-year-old former Liverpool trainer who plays as a striker for the League One club Tranmere. But scouts at the German giants Bayern Munich have spotted him and they want him. West Ham, though, they've come in with a late offer to keep him in this country. I've got a fair idea that I know what he's going to do. Let's spin you through a few other stories. And in our own Daily Mirror, Liverpool have rejected out of hand a swap deal with Juventus, which would have seen Raul Morales join the Italian club and Felipe Melo, a one-time target for Arsenal, move to Anfield. Morales has had a great end to last season, but he wants to leave, which is a real shame. Melo doesn't want to leave Juve, and the word coming out of Italy this morning is that he's not very happy at being offered as part of that swap deal. The Blackpool Gazette saying this morning that Liverpool are going to make an official £10 million bid for Charlie Adam over the weekend. Some Tottenham news for you, and L'Equipe in France reporting that Spurs midfielder Wilson Palacios is a target for the ambitious club Paris Saint-Germain. The Alexis Sanchez soap opera goes on. He wants to go to Barcelona, his club Udinese. They want to sell him to the club that offers the most money. Right now that club is Manchester City, but Sanchez has refused point blank to travel there for talks, and quite rightly, many City fans think the club should focus on players who want to play for the shirt. In the meantime, Udinese continuing to talk him up. They say that the £44 million being spoken about for him is still not enough for a player they describe as one of the best of his generation. I'm fascinated by this in the Times. They say that although this he hasn't made a bid, Arsene Wenger very keen on the Newcastle midfielder Joey Barton. I think he'd be a great player for Arsenal if his head is right. What do you think, Arsenal fans, and even non-Arsenal fans? You know how to get in touch. The Russian daily newspaper Sport Express reporting this morning that FC Krasnodar have signed defender Martin Jurinek on a free transfer. The Mail say that Stoke set to rival West Brom for the Crystal Palace striker Wilfried Zaha is 18 years old, being watched also by Fulham. Go to the Mirror Football website for details of Blackburn's interest in the £12 million Senegal striker Papis Cisse. He is 26, he plays for the German club Freiburg, and he scored 28 goals in 48 games. He'd be their biggest signing in years. Goal.com says that Emmanuel Adebayor has snubbed overtures from Zenit St. Petersburg. All the papers say today that Stoke ready to make a £6 million bid for the Chelsea striker Daniel Sturridge. The Sun say that Birmingham boss Chris Hughton fancies a tickle at the Reading winger Joby McKenna. Time for our daily European roundup, and the Spanish daily AS reporting today that Atletico Madrid looking at the Villarreal striker Giuseppe Rossi as they prepare for life after Sergio Aguero. Aguero's either off to Juventus or Real Madrid, while Atletico may yet face stiff competition from Barcelona for Rossi. You all know about the battle for Neymar between Real Madrid and Chelsea. We already know that Madrid are the favourites to get him. But in Brazil, there's another big player, very, very popular indeed. He's Paulo Henrique, or as he's more widely known over there, Ganso. He's 21, he plays in midfield for Santos, and he's up there with the very best players in Brazil at the moment. The Santos president, Luis Alvaro Ribeiro, he's been talking to the Brazilian paper The Lancet, and he says here, "There's a lot of speculation about Ganso, but we've never received a concrete offer for him. It all started with the interest of AC Milan and Inter Milan. I cannot guarantee that they will stay with us, but we will do our utmost to hold on to both Neymar and Ganso." In Germany, the Bayer Leverkusen sporting director Rudi Völler told the publication Bild that AC Milan have made an £8.9 million offer for the highly rated midfielder Arturo Vidal. Leverkusen want closer to £13 million. In France, Lille and Paris Saint-Germain both fighting it out for the Saint-Étienne winger Dimitri Payet. It cost around £11 million. Liverpool have been linked with him in the past. And in Italy, the talented 24-year-old defender Domenico Crescito's move to Napoli has fallen through. He's decided to join the Russian giants Zenit St. Petersburg. Back to the Premier League and L'Équipe say France. Back to the Premier League and L'Équipe in France say that Marseille very keen to sign the out of favour City striker Emmanuel Adebayor. Sky Sports are reporting that Wolves have had a second offer for the Reading defender Matt Mills turned down. Reading apparently want around £4 million for him. The Czech website IzSport is saying this morning that West Ham have managed to get rid of the midfielder Radoslav Kovac. He's gone to FC Basel. All the papers report that the Blackburn defender Chris Sambers warned the club not to price him out of a move to Arsenal. The Dundee striker David Goodwillie, good player, scores lots of goals. Lots of reports in Wales that Cardiff are in for him, hard on the heels of interest from Rangers. L'Équipe in France is saying that Newcastle are still involved in a fierce fight with PSG for the midfielder Blaise Matuidi. His club Saint-Étienne want to keep him for another season. And Sky Sports are reporting that Newcastle have offered the winger Wayne Routledge to a number of clubs. Keep your teams, your tweets, your entries to our Hey Big Spender competition coming in. I can see all of you now tipping Chelsea to spend the most now that Villas-Boas has taken over. The Football Spy Show is back on Monday. I'll see you then.